Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Law enforcement agencies across the region will be out in force over the weekend for the Memorial Day holiday. The California Highway Patrol will conduct a maximum enforcement period with every available officer on patrol focused on traffic safety. 40 people died in traffic collisions on California roadways in 2013, and many of those victims were not wearing seatbelts. CHP officers also arrested more than 1,200 drivers a year ago on suspicion of driving under the influence. Local police departments will play a role as well, as the Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force will be on patrol, focused on impaired and distracted drivers. The Oregon State Police will also conduct traffic safety efforts over the holiday weekend. 78 drivers were arrested in Oregon last year over their holiday weekend on suspicion of driving under the influence, and there were 7 fatalities and 6 injuries connected with DUI drivers. The Eureka Police Department has posted several pictures of a wanted suspect on their website, the man believed to be responsible for a series of smash-and-grab burglaries over the past 5 months. Police believe that the suspect or suspects may have committed at least 29 smash-and-grab burglaries at businesses that were closed and alarmed. The thieves used rocks and bricks to break the glass and then steal items, cash, clothing, tobacco, tools, and then flee the scene on foot or on a bike. The burglaries have happened primarily in Henderson Center, Old Town, and the 4th and 5th Street Business Corridor in Eureka. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. And police say they have stepped up their patrol in the smash-and-grab Henderson area. They've arrested some people but are not certain if they're connected to the smash-and-grab crimes. They're also asking that business people and property owners take extra precautions, including physical boundaries and security systems. And they recommend removing high-value objects from store windows and employing security guards. They also suggest removing things that smash-and-grab burglars could use, such as rocks and bricks. Governor Brown's budget revisions may be helpful to some larger cities, but not rural counties in California. Dan Squire has a report.
Governor Brown's May revision may have held some good news for some in the state, but for the rural county representatives of California and the hope for a restoration of payment in lieu of tax funding, there was no good news. Despite heavy lobbying, the governor's budget revision contains no funding for the PILTS program. Supporters were asking for an immediate payment of $18 million to be made to 36 affected counties, money owed by the State Department of Fish and Wildlife, which hasn't made a PILT payment in more than a decade. A bipartisan bill will be heard in the Senate floor on Friday, SB 1410, that would restore the annual PILT payments, and it has the support of both the RCRC and the California Association of Counties. If PILT payments are restored, it could mean as much as $600,000 a year for Humboldt County.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Residents of Fortuna like their city, and they like their city manager, and they're quite confident the city is headed in the right direction. Those are some of the results of a citywide survey that was conducted from April 21st through April 27th. More than 400 Fortuna residents responded to the survey, and 65% said they would support a 1% general purpose local sales tax to fund public safety and other city services. More than half of all respondents support the job that city manager Reagan Candelario is doing, and a full two-thirds believe the city is headed in the right direction. Residents also expressed overwhelming support for local events like the rodeo and the Auto Expo, and for supporting the development of small businesses.